When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here at the Ranger Report podcast, we only represent products we believe in. As you've heard over the past year plus, we've been running our Walton's commercial. I've been using Walton's products for a long time now, and let me tell you, they're some of the best seasonings I've ever used. One of my staples to make at my house are pork chops, and their Ultimate Pork Chop and Roast Rub has gotten more compliments than anything that I've ever used. For burgers, their Better Burger seasoning is delicious, and I only use that on my burgers. Again, tons of compliments. They have all kind of seasonings that you can imagine. They have barbecue sauce and the thick kind, not the watery kind at all. If you're into wild game, they have seasons and rubs for that as well. Don't forget their line of sausage casings and all the tools to make your own meat products, from sausage and jerky to grinders and more. Walton's really is a one-stop shop for everything but the meat. If you like tips and tricks and videos on how to do a whole lot of things when it comes to cooking, then you should go to www.meatgistics.com. Go to www.waltonsinc.com today and start shopping, and tell them the Ranger Report podcast sent you. Walton's, everything but the meat.
This is Bruce Bochy, and you're listening to the Ranger Report.
This is stuff that Ben can edit and just be like, yeah, no, I got it.
All right.
The Ranger Report. Yeah, the Ranger Report. If you want the inside scoop, listen to the Ranger Report. Oh, here we go.
This is the Ranger Report podcast. News, insights, predictions, interviews, and information about the World Series champion Texas Rangers, from the major leagues to the minor leagues. And now, here are your hosts, Ben Dieter, Tyler Nielsen, and CJ Berryman.
Welcome to the Ranger Report podcast. We are brought to you always by Walton's. Walton's, everything but the meat, despite what Wade McNutt thinks. We are also brought to you by Dallas Sports Nation. And we are your source for everything Texas Rangers on the Fans First Sports Network. And we are coming to you from the Comfort Air Online Studio. I am CJ Berryman. You can find me at CJB_RR.
And I'm Tyler Nielsen. You can find me on the X at the Ranger Report Podcast.
I am Ben Dieter. You can find me at BDieter75.
Yeah, and we were kind of worried last night, Ben, when you said you just quit.
Yeah.
So me and Tyler decided to do a podcast, and we were like, well, sayonara, senor. But no, Ben's been in Surprise, Arizona, covering the Rangers, and he had a long day yesterday, and so we decided to go ahead and do one on our own. Ben, you have some stories to tell us. So how has spring training been so far?
Yeah, first of all, I figured I was big enough now that I had to be a guest, not the host, because I was so big now. Because I've been hobnobbing with people out here, man, for 2 days. I told you guys yesterday, I walked around the complex with David Murphy, just like me, David Murphy, and the chemo possum inventor, John Moore. The three of us walked around the complex yesterday, just checking out all the fields, looking around. Murphy hadn't been back there in 9 years since he was a player. So
wow.
He was just walking around looking at, because he's, you know, the second broadcaster this year with CJ Nikowski leaving. So he was just walking around, looking around. We got to talking about my school. I mean, I'm a teacher and his son is interested in engineering, which is what I teach. So we wound up walking around talking for like 30, 45 minutes, you know, and then walking around most of the morning. And it was a lot of fun. So, and then today I was hanging out with one Josh Young, who we'll talk about here in a minute for a little while. He played in both minor league games after taking a bunch of batting practice this morning. So he is definitely on the road to recovery. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But anyway, yeah, I've been running and gunning, been blowing and going, whatever you say, whatever old people say about that. But yeah, I have got some people. I won't mention them on the show tonight, but there's some people that will be coming on over the next few months that we get made connections with tonight. I've talked a little bit to Chris Young, not much. Talked to Bochy a couple of times, talked to Mike Maddox, talked to, I mean, it's just, it's the level of accessibility out here is just incredible. Like, yeah, fans and players are walking like in the same areas, like going to the games.
And that's what T.R. Sullivan was telling us about spring training. He's like, you have the most accessibility that you'll ever get because you might not hear from those guys again during the regular season. He said, no, they're just walking around. They're relaxed. Everybody's, you know, just ramping up, getting ready to go. But then once game one starts of the regular season, the switch goes off. And then they're in game mode for 162 games. So, Ben, you've been able to be there and kind of enjoy that. Do they seem relaxed? I mean, just kind of out there and
they do.
And whatnot.
Yeah, and like I said, I went to the major league game yesterday. It was Cubs and Rangers. That was fun. Sat in the press box, watched the game, posted some videos from that. It was a really good time. We went down on the field and talked to, or not on the field, but in their clubhouse and talked to. And the videos are on our YouTube channel where we talked to Cody Bradford and then Wyatt Langford, who you guys may have heard of. We talked to Wyatt after his performance.
Did we just trade for this guy?
That was the funniest thing.
Tyler, you didn't tell me that we traded for this Wyatt.
I don't know who you are talking about.
Yeah.
The funny thing is Jeff Wilson said something to Bruce Bochy about it, but he kind of mumbled it. And Bochy goes, who? And Jeff Wilson goes, Wyatt Langford. You heard of him? And Bochy goes, sounds familiar.
He only picked up two more base hits today. He was in the major league game today.
Yep.
So yeah. He just continued his amazingness.
And today, Evan Grant was asking this long-winded question, trying to get information out of Bochy on, and he goes, do you want me to say something? And Grant goes, yes, I do. He was trying to get him to say he made the team, but he was like, he was word crafting around it. And finally, Bochy goes, do you want me to say something? And Evan Grant goes, yes. And he goes, I'm not gonna. And then he goes, next question.
Gotta love the Boch, man. Yeah. Gotta love the Boch.
And I forget what term he used, but he used like an old timey baseball term, and all the beat writers are like, yeah, in the room. It was pretty funny, but
all right.
It's so relaxed.
Yeah. So what's so far been your favorite part about spring training?
Well, yesterday it was watching Wyatt Langford actually play in person. Like, that was incredible. The dude is jacked, man. I mean, if people, you only see him on TV, you don't realize it. I mean, if you see him next to Adolis, he doesn't look like it. But man, when you see him just in person, he's a big dude, man. 6'4", just all muscle, big old dude. And he is fast. I know you guys didn't get to see the game yesterday, but he hit a ball to short and he beat it out like to first. Now the shortstop had to make a diving stop. It was a really, really nice stop. Then pop up and throw it. But it was a diving stop, a pop up and a throw, and Langford beat the throw out to first. So the dude has wheels, man. He's got like plus speed. The only thing is the outfield, he's not the greatest because, you know, he came up as a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved to the outfield his sophomore year in college. So he's still pretty new. And like Bochy said, every single outfielder that has played left field at Arizona has lost a ball in the sun. That's not like something that Langford is exclusive to.
At least it didn't hit him in the nuts.
Yeah, it hit him in the ribs. So David Murphy said he lost at least three while he was out there in the spring training in the sun. So that's a normal thing. I wouldn't be too worried about that. But, you know, and then also today it was seeing 17-year-old Sebastian Walcott. My goodness, man. That kid is huge.
Nathan Eovaldi talked about him, dude. And he's like, he's so impressed with his physique already. And he's only 17.
He'll be 18 on Thursday. But he is a very, very large man and a very, very good ball player. And then, of course, the way minor league games goes, I've heard it, but being out there, it's just crazy. I was going to talk about this. We'll talk about Josh Young now. Young is doing well. I watched him in the cages this morning. DeGrom was watching him in the cages this morning. That was kind of funny. DeGrom was just like in a chair drinking a soda watching Josh Young take swings. But he, by the way, we cannot film in the cages. We were told that. That's the one place we cannot film is in the indoor cages. So anyway, but after he did that, I went out to the fields after I saw him. And then here he comes. And I was like, oh, are you playing? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I'm going to get about 8 at bats. And I was like, cool. I said, well, that's one of the reasons we're here is to, you know, film you. And he goes, cool. Don't post my strikeouts. He said, I should have about 7 of them at 8 at bats. Please don't post those. And so I told you guys off air, his first at bat, he struck out and he turned around and looked right at me. Like, you look down at my phone and you look down. I was like, hey, man, I'm not gonna. He turned around and looked directly at me. He's like, hey, don't post that. So anyway, but no, we wound up walking back and forth because he played both AAA and AA. If you guys don't know how it works, they don't care. Like, the Royals were given 6 outs one inning because the Rangers pitcher had to hit his pitch mark, and so they just kept going. Another inning, the Rangers only got 2 outs, and then the inning was over. Another, you know, and then Josh Young led off every inning in the AAA game. He was the leadoff hitter in every inning in the AAA game. So it's hilarious to watch. But then he would hit, and he wouldn't run. Like, no matter what he did, even if he got a base hit, he just stood there and watched it and then went back to the dugout. Like, all he was doing was hitting.
Hey, Ben, tell a story of what happened about your phone dying.
Oh, yeah. So he was 0 for 4, and then he worked a walk, and then my phone died. So I was like, well, I'm going to go plug it in for a minute and come back. So I started walking back, and a buddy of mine who was out there texted me. He goes, hey, Young just hit a home run. And I was like, damn it. So I recorded his 4 batted bats, and then he hit a home run after I left. So, you know, jerk. Anyway, no, but I mean, all these guys are class guys. I talked to Owen White, who's really nice. I talked to, who else did I say? Cole Wynn. Cole Wynn was just standing in the, like, outside the ballpark with, like, fans watching the game. Like, he was just standing there. him and, like, eight other players were just standing there watching. So it was pretty funny. But, yeah, the backfields are, I mean, it reminds me of, like, City League softball. That's what it feels like. Because there's just, like, 5 fields in a circle around each other with a middle, area. And players, fans, coaches, media, all of us are just standing in the same area. So it was pretty amazing today. And then, like I said, we'll show it later. But I posted a video on YouTube today, just a montage of everything I sort of filmed today, from workouts all the way through to those minor league games I was at. I'd do a minor league game again. That was almost more fun than a major league game, just because of the access.
Well, Ben, let's talk about Cody Bradford. You got to see him yesterday. And you said he looked in top form, and Bochy was super happy with the way he looks. And so, the number 5 spot, I think, is locked in, as you've said. Yeah. We've all said, you know,
Tyler. He looked great. He gave up 1 run in 4 innings, and that 1 run was because of the ball that Langford lost in the sun. Like, that was a triple, and which, by the way, that's a rule in Arizona I didn't know about. It wasn't an error. They said the sun is part of the play in Arizona, so they just consider that to be a legitimate base hit when a player loses the ball in the sun. So that was a triple, not an error. So that counted as an earned run against Bradford, which means he got the loss, even though he only gave up 1 run in 4 innings. But anyway, I mean, he looked sharp. He looked his normal self. His curveball was breaking real hard, and his fastball was playing up like it always does because he's, 3 feet from home plate when he throws it. So his extension is ridiculous. But yeah, Bochy said after the game that he's incredibly happy with where Cody Bradford is. And just watching him, like, Cody looks relaxed. He looks comfortable. He looks like he's ready for that spot. Like,
looks like he just pitched in a World Series not too long.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's not worried about it at all. And that's what he said. If I don't get it, I don't get it. But he said, all I'm going to do is go out there and throw each pitch the way I know I can and see what happens. So
that's the type of pitcher you want out there to be your starter, to be honest with you.
Yep. And Langford, another thing about Langford is he doesn't seem too big for the moment, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, I think yesterday was the first time he had to face the media by himself when we went in there and grilled him. And he had good answers to all the questions and was very well-spoken. And, you know, you can tell that he's very humble, which is good for a first-round pick, especially number 4 overall.
All right, Tyler, you got one more question before we head to break?
No, I just want to say, Ben, I'm freaking jealous of you, especially with Josh Young being a Texas Tech
boy.
No, I'm happy you're out there and stuff. But I guess what I want to ask is, out of all the players you've seen, out of all the at-bats that you've seen, who has been the most impressive? And I know you've seen Langford, of course, but other than Langford, who has been, like, let's talk maybe a minor leaguer that's been really impressive that you've got to see. And then you said, wow, this kid's got potential.
Well, besides Sebastian Walcott, who I already knew had potential, you know, he looked really good. I would say to me, it's probably Jonathan Ornelas. I know he's already had a little time at the majors, but he just looks polished, like at shortstop when he played. And then in the cage, he was driving balls all over the field, man. He looked like he's locked in right now. And he's a guy that's not going to make the club, But he's a guy that's one injury away, I think, from making the club. You know, if one guy gets one key guy gets hurt, he could come up and play on the bench. And Ornelas, I've been really impressed with out here. And so, several people we've talked to, several coaches say that he looks better than they've seen him over the last few years. And he was really good a few years ago. I mean, they put him on the 40 man. Was it after 2022? So, you know, the kid can play, and I think he's going to be, I think he's got a future.
Yeah. And that's, he was optioned down to AAA or
correct.
Yes,
yeah, he was AAA, Sam Huff was. Yeah, Sam Huff.
Yeah. Him. So he was optioned down. So we knew that with the injuries, and yeah. Now it's Foscue time. It's Blaine Krim, who had a hell of a day.
Yeah. He always does. Every day of his career.
Yeah. Jared Walsh, you know, so that's going to be interesting. So we'll be discussing that probably at the end of this podcast. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the Ranger Report podcast with Ben in Surprise, Arizona. Welcome back to the Ranger Report podcast, coming to you from the Comfort Air online studio and your source again for everything Texas Rangers on the Fan First Sports Network. I am CJ Berryman here with Tyler Nielsen and Ben Dieter. He did not quit. He's actually working in Surprise, Arizona. So let's start off. Ben, Jose Leclerc made an appearance in one of the minor league games today. Talk about what you saw.
He did. He pitched in the double-A game. And like I said before, for those of you guys that don't know, double-A games are weird. Leclerc got 6 outs, including 2 double plays in the inning. Because, again, you get your pitch count and then they're done with you. They don't want him coming out for a second inning, so they worked his count in that one inning. And he didn't – you know, here's the reason that he didn't pitch in the big league game, if you guys don't know. They didn't want the Angels to get a look at him before the season started.
So really?
They pitched him.
You can confirm that, huh?
They said it without saying it. Jeff Wilson kind of told me that was the plan. Bochy kind of laughed when he was asked, but he didn't confirm it. But yeah, why would you want the Angels to get a look at your closer 2 weeks before season starts?
That's true.
When you could just pitch him in a minor league game and move on with it. He's still getting his innings. So anyway, he did good. Like I said, he looked sharp. His stuff looked good. There's some of him on that video I posted. There's some of him in there in that thing. So you can see him throwing some of his pitches. I skipped out the part where he shook off his catcher like 4 times. I cut that part out. He was like, no. He's like, okay.
He wanted no part of that.
He wanted no part of whatever that guy wanted him to throw.
And Ben will post the link to the video that he made today on this podcast. So you'll be able to go down like there. Was it there? Go down there and click
somewhere.
On it.
Yeah, somewhere down there. Linky in the description, whatever they say on YouTube. So.
All right, so let's talk about today's game. Me and Tyler were able to keep tabs on it for the most part. And the Rangers won 15-5 against the Angels. And there's a lot to look at here. Nathan Eovaldi, especially with a veteran pitcher like that who just didn't lose a single game in the playoffs and his team won every single game he pitched in the playoffs, I don't care. Give up 3 runs, walked 4, 3 earned runs, 4 runs total. One big note was Jonathan Hernandez made his first pitching appearance in spring training, and he looked pretty good. One inning, one hit, one strikeout, and go ahead and tell us, Ben.
Yeah, so today during the press conference in the pregame, I think it was Evan Grant that asked Bochy if Hernandez had a chance of making this team out of spring training. And I think what Bochy said basically is no, because it doesn't have enough time to ramp up and get ready, but it may not be a AAA situation. It may be an extended spring training situation before he comes with the Rangers. Or it could be AAA. Bochy wasn't ready to commit on that. But one way or the other, it looks like Hernandez probably isn't going to be on the 40-man simply because he just hasn't had enough time to ramp up.
Yeah, just giving him some time, probably extended spring training. And it's going to give you a little bit of time to see what your bullpen's going to look like.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And how it's performing coming out the gates. And so looking at today's game, Tyler, Justin Foscue reached base twice. I'm sorry, reached base once. He did have an RBI and 1 walk and 2 at-bats, 2 official at-bats. That's he and his combatant, I guess, for first base right now, Blaine Crim. Blaine, this is a guy. All right, Blaine Crim. Both of these guys are friends of the podcast, by the way. Both of them. And Blaine has done well at every single level that he's ever been put on. Today, he was 2 for 3, 2 runs scored, an RBI. Let's talk about that battle that's going on, because Nathaniel, I don't want his mom kicking my ass. Nathaniel Lowe he's probably going to start on the 10-day IL to start the season. So that's a battle for first base, not just that, but afterwards. So Ben, talk about what you've seen there, or your opinions, or if you've seen what you've seen of Foscue and Crim.
Yeah, Foscue, I saw the game yesterday. Foscue didn't play yesterday. I saw Crim yesterday. Crim just looks like Crim. Crim looks like a guy that doesn't care if he's playing in front of his mom at his backyard or, 50,000 people in Arlington. He doesn't care. He's the same dude everywhere. The dude has been the best hitter on pretty much every team he's been on all the way through the minors and in the Dominican League when he played over there. Puerto Rico, when he played in Puerto Rico. He was the MVP, and he only played half the season over there. I mean, good gracious.
How many at-bats did he tell us that he got? Because he was playing year-round for how many? It wasn't just 1 year. It was like three straight years of nothing but baseball. And he's like, yeah. I'm going to take a break. We had him last on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm taking a break. I'm not going to go. And guess what? He ended up going.
He ended up going later and becoming the MVP of that.
Becoming the MVP. And so that's a guy, I mean, another, I guess you could say under the radar guy, because Foscue is a bigger name, you know, due to draft position, first round pick back in the COVID draft, which is shortened. But Blaine Crim, I mean, every single level we've watched him been since he's been there, every single level he's killed. And that's something to keep an eye on. And I know defensive metrics and all that good stuff are going to come into play too, and how well Foscue's adjusted to first base. But Blaine Crim has been playing third and first pretty consistently his whole time as a professional. Yeah. So, I mean, that's going to come down. I mean, that's going to be a good argument for us to have before they finalize their roster.
Yeah.
Now, Foscue can play first too, right?
Correct.
He played first. He started at first today.
So here's the problem.
Crim replaced him at first.
So here's the issue you're going to have. We're pretty much 99.9% sure that Lowe will be starting season on the IL.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. In that case, you're gonna bring in two guys to fill that first base roles. One to start, one to be the backup or whatever. You're going to have. You could also put Foscue, third or wherever you want to put him. But the question is, out of those three, out of Walsh, Crim and Foscue, I think Foscue's already on the team. Do you still go with Walsh over Crim, or it's one of those debates.
That's a hell of a question, because Jared Walsh has had an excellent spring.
All three of them have done good.
Did you guys see the tweet from Kennedy Landry? She tweeted yesterday or the day before that the three fighting for first base, and she put up their batting averages.
They're all the same.
It was 348, 356, and 337 were the three batting averages of those three dudes, man. It's like, how do you pick one? But here's the deal. Walsh is a veteran, but he was
awful
last year. He was terrible. He batted
Who did he play for?
The Angels.
For a shit organization that's
– Yeah.
Yeah, so I take that. I mean, before that, Walsh was pretty damn good. Angels organization last year, thanks to Anthony Rendon to being a cancer and show it. We're not going to get back into that. But, to me, I just take last year as a wash. Just wash it away.
I think he makes the team. I think Jared Walsh makes the team.
Yeah, I think he's just a first baseman.
I think Crim starts at AAA, and I think Walsh makes the team, and I think Foscue makes the team.
Foscue's the DH?
Foscue's a bench player, DH, first base, third base.
Second base, third base, all that stuff.
And now, I wasn't sure yesterday, but after today, I think Young also starts the first day of the season. I don't think he's going to be on the IL. I think Josh will be your first, your third baseman opening day.
Luckily, you're there. You'll be able to tell us to see how he feels tomorrow.
Exactly. And the first thing I'm going to ask him when I see him is, hey, man, you took 8 at bats yesterday. How you feeling?
Yeah. So that's awesome that the Ranger Report is on location. Location.
Dude, we got to do this every year. I'm telling you, man.
This time, the timing was just.
Hey, tell Mac to get really successful, Tyler.
Do what?
Tell Mac to get really successful so he can give us more money.
I'm not pretty sure he already is successful, but.
Yeah, I know. I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
But also at Kisner, he's looking pretty good.
Yes.
3 RBIs today.
Well, he's the reason Huff got sent down. I think they feel really comfortable.
Yeah, they're very, very comfortable. Yeah.
And CJ, bringing that up, I think, wasn't that a bases clearing double that he had?
Double. Yep, 3-run double.
Yeah.
So that was after Foscue had just thrown a walk to load the bases.
Correct.
And then Kisner came up and a pow. Travis Jankowski had a good day, 2-for-2.
Yep. I thought he was 0-for-2.
I'm sorry. Hang on just a sec. Yeah, he was 0-for-2 with 2 walks.
Yeah, he had 2 walks, but
we got on base.
2 RBI. No, 0-for-2 with 2 RBIs.
Okay, so his outs were productive.
His outs were productive outs.
Okay.
Let's see. Langford got himself another RBI. Davis Wenzel, that's one we haven't talked about much.
That's true.
Yep.
Bochy mentioned. Yes, that's
somebody. He had a lot of good things to say about Wenzel.
Go ahead with that.
That was another funny thing today, because Evan Grant told him, do you know Wenzel was a catcher in high school? And Bochy goes, man, former catchers are having a really good camp. But yeah, because Wenzel has been what we thought he could turn into over the last 3 years, but he's been hampered by injury year in and year out. He cannot
every single year.
No. I think
it's crazy.
I think if he was on the team last year.
Yeah, it's crazy because.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Finish what you're going to say.
I was going to say, I think he would have been called up in, probably instead of someone like Evan Carter last year, had he been healthy.
Possibly because they could have moved. Because
he could have played third.
Grossman,
he could have played third. Well,
he could have played third, but they probably would have put him. I'm trying to think. Hang on just a sec.
I'm not saying it would have happened. I'm just saying I think there's a chance.
Grossman could have moved over to right.
Yeah.
I think either way Carter was coming up. But anyway, he's hitting 357.
Yeah.
Today, 2-for-3, 1 run, 1 RBI. He's had a really good spring. One of them was a double. And another guy who I think is kind of – to me, the most important player, at least right now, on the roster, Ezekiel Duran.
Yeah.
He was 2-for-2. He hit the lone homer for the Rangers today, scored 2 runs, 2 RBIs, and a walk. He's hitting .343 with a .909 OPS.
That's decent.
Yeah, not bad.
I'm just saying, like, they have an embarrassment of offense right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every other team in the league has got to look at them and go, how did they get so many good offensive players?
Because they draft the best player available. They quit doing a what do we need, what do we need up in the – and usually that doesn't happen.
No.
With major league teams. But we've seen the Rangers, who were so hard-pressed for pitching back in the 90s. Mid-90s and so hard pressed for developing pitching, and they put an emphasis on getting guys that actually didn't end up panning out. You know, the DVD thing, Volquez was there for a couple of years with Cincinnati, but he actually had a rough time. He got exposed at the end of I can't remember what year it was. 2007, I think they called him up at the end of the year and just let him go out there and get his brains beat in.
Yep.
And it screwed him up, and he ended up trickling all the way down to single A. And actually, no, that's not right. That's not right. I remember where I was when that happened. It was 2007, 2008. One of those 2 years. Anyway, And Diamond obviously didn't work out. Injuries, no. All that kind of stuff. John Danks maybe would have worked out, but they traded him to Chicago for Brandon McCarthy.
He did okay with the White Sox.
Yeah, but what if he was here? I mean, how much better would he have been?
Yeah.
John Daniels traded him to the White Sox for Brandon McCarthy, and we know with Brandon McCarthy, it did not work worth the shit. Here
that dude was bipolar. He was either brilliant or horrendous.
Mostly horrendous.
Yeah, but he had a couple of brilliant outings. You were like, that's what we traded for, and then he wouldn't do it again for 3 months.
There was no consistency with
him. No. Kind of like Foltynewicz. Actually, no, he never had a good game. Never mind.
Yeah, he had one. He had a couple okay. Yeah, we were big Folty haters, which we didn't mean, you know, we didn't want to be, but damn. All right, that Dodgers game when he just got creamed, what was it, 10 runs? And
yeah,
it was something ridiculous. Eight runs in three innings.
The Toronto game where he gave up 11 runs in an inning and a third.
And then I think it was before that they played the Dodgers and Corey Seager hit homered off him twice.
Yeah,
I think in one inning or back to back innings. I can't quite remember. Yeah. Anyway, those were bad times. Screw that. So what else do you got first, Ben? Tyler, you got any other questions for Ben?
Have fun. I know tomorrow's your last day.
Yep.
Talk to a lot of people. Have fun.
Yeah, as much as remember, but the Rangers are the reigning World Series champions. So,
Damn right they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I started my video. I took a picture. You know that sign you see all of them standing by?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took a big picture of that today as I was walking by. I was like, I got to get that.
Thanks for listening to the Ranger Report podcast. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, and at therangerreport.com.